Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from 1 Peter chapter 5. And it's going to be a very familiar verse that we're going to read. We're going to read 1 Peter 5:8 about be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, this is very, very familiar scripture, but it's something that is so imperative that we need to be reminded of constantly. Because, number one, that we often forget that, yes, we have an enemy. We have the enemy, that same enemy that Jesus told Peter. Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. And that same Satan, that same adversary, that same enemy wants to do the same to me and wants to do the same to you. And what does sifting as wheat mean? He wants to destroy, number one, our testimony. He wants to destroy that relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. And number one, after that, number two, he wants to destroy our lives. So that's why Peter put it down to be sober and to be vigilant. And his description that the devil as a roaring lion is so spot on. But if we look at this 1 Peter 5:8, Peter says, be sober and be vigilant. Well, what does he really mean here, to be sober and to be vigilant? Oftentimes when we hear the word sober, we think of someone that's been an alcoholic, someone that's been a drunk, that they're sober, that they're no longer an alcoholic, they're no longer a drunkard. No, that's not what Peter's referring to here. What he's referring to is to be spiritually sober, to not be drunken with the things of this world, the passions of this world, the lust of this world. He means to be spiritually sober. Have our eyes, have our focus on God, have our affection set on things above. That's what he's referring to. And he says, be sober and be vigilant. In other words, to not be spiritually lazy. Don't take things for granted. Don't go to church and when you come home from church, that you just set your Bible on the table and it collects dust and you don't pick your Bible back up until you go back to church. That's not being vigilant. What being vigilant is being constant in prayer, constant in study, having our mental focus on God, having our spiritual focus on God, having our emotional focus on God, being vigilant and taking our eyes off the things of this world. And he tells us the reasons, the reason we need to be sober and to be vigilant is because we have an adversary or an enemy named the devil, Satan, Lucifer. We have an enemy, friends. And he describes the enemy as a roaring lion. Now, we know how a lion hunts its prey. For a lion stalks its prey. A lion camouflages himself maybe in the high grass or somewhere where his prey cannot see him. And he's quiet. He's crouched down. Again, he's camouflaged into where his prey can't see him or other animals can't see him. But he's keeping a sharp, keen eye on his prey. And when his prey gets in a situation or a circumstance where he becomes vulnerable, that's when he comes out of his crouch, he comes out of hiding, and as a lion roars and absolutely just alarms and scares his prey to death where they can't move, they're shocked, they don't know what to do, they panic, and then the lion just pounces on his prey and he has them. And friends, spiritually, that's exactly what Satan does to us. We forget that we have that enemy. We have that adversary. And the second thing that we forget, that he's constantly stalking, looking for a vulnerable opportunity to attack us. That's why Peter tells us that we need to be sober and we need to be vigilant. Because it says that your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. Well, let's think about a lion. A lion is described as the king of the jungle. The king of the jungle. Once you're in the jaws of a lion, once an animal is in the jaws of a lion, they're dead. They're dead. They have no more help. No more help whatsoever. They are in those jaws and it is a death grip. And the way Peter describes Satan, when he has those chains on you, when he has you bound, it is like a death grip that in our own power, I can't escape it and you can't escape it. And the only way that it can be escaped is by the power and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ through the person of the Holy Spirit. That is the only way that it can be broken. But Peter goes on to give a further description. He says, as a roaring lion walketh about. He's roaming. He's looking. He's surveying. He's looking for opportunities. And it says, seeking whom he may devour. Friends, I'm a target. You're a target. Everyone is a target of Satan. But the thing is, the reality of it is, he is the master of lulling us to sleep, getting us to think that we're doing okay, and then complacency sets in. We become lazy. We think we're doing pretty good. We're not as spiritually sober as we should be. We're not as spiritually vigilant as we should be. And then we begin again, like I said earlier, we begin to think that we're doing pretty good, and then we become vulnerable. And that's exactly when Satan is going to pounce on us. He's going to get on us, and he is the master, like I said, of lulling us to sleep while he's camouflaged himself. We can't identify him. We can't see him. And then when we become complacent, he attacks and he gets us in those jaws, those jaws of death, if you will. And if we're not careful, he will devour us. Friends, we need to constantly be reminded that we have this enemy in Satan. And if we really think about this verse 8, the way that Peter describes Satan, I have to believe that he was reminded when Jesus told Peter, when Jesus told him that Satan desires to sift you as wheat. I can't help but think that when Peter penned this verse down, he recalled, he remembered the exact quote that Jesus told him. And friends, Satan desires to sift me as wheat. He desires to sift you as wheat. So that's why we need to be sober and to be vigilant. So as we go on into verse 9, Peter's given some further instructions. Whom resist steadfast in the faith? Now here's some great instructions here. Because we're often led to believe that we're to resist Satan on our own. That we're to say, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, like Jesus told Peter when Jesus told Peter, Peter, you desire the things of the flesh. Get thee behind me, Satan, for you savorest the things of man and not of the spirit. But it doesn't say that we're on our own when we are to steadfastly resist Satan, because the key in this here, he says, whom resist in the faith. So what does that mean, in the faith? What that really means is when we come into temptation, when we feel those jaws being clamped down on us, we are to get down in prayer. We are to seek out God. We are to cry out to God. We are to search for comfort, search for guidance in His Word, in the faith, not in our own power, not in our own strength, not in our own intellect. We are to fully depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us through this jungle, if you will, of this world, and to avoid the pitfalls of Satan. That's how we are sober, and that's how we are vigilant. The key is, he says, whom resist steadfast. But he continues on, in the faith. Friends, we are not to try to resist Satan in our own power, in our own strength. We are to use our faith in God, the tools that he gave us, those tools of prayer, those tools of seeking out his word, and letting the Holy Spirit have control and have precedence in our life. He says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Friends, we sometimes think that we're the only ones going through affliction. We're the only ones dealing with the devil. We're the only ones that feeling like we're getting beat to death. No, the Bible clearly tells us that our brethren that are trying to live a godly life, following the Lord Jesus Christ in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake, they're suffering the same afflictions. So friends, we're not alone. Anyone that is on the front lines for the Lord Jesus Christ, trying to follow him, we are being afflicted by Satan. We are in a warfare. And friends, if you call yourself a child of God, and if you are not in a spiritual warfare, you need to examine your salvation. You need to make sure that your calling and election is sure, because I'm here to tell you, friends, if you're living a true life for the Lord Jesus Christ, you are in a spiritual battle. You are in a spiritual warfare. As soon as you get out of one battle, you're going to go into the next battle. And that's why we sing the song that we often take for granted. When we were children, we would sing the song, Onward Christian Soldiers. And friends, that's what we need to be reminded of as adults, because we are Christian soldiers. Our shield is his word. Our breastplate is our faith. Our helmet is his salvation. We need to clothe ourselves with the Spirit. We need to be able to use the Bible as a two-edged sword, as our weapon. But friends, if we're not being sober and we're being and doing these things, we are not being sober and being vigilant. We are making ourselves prey. We are making ourselves vulnerable to Satan. And friends, I ask and I plead with you that we get on our knees and we ask God for power. We ask him for direction, and we follow his leadership regardless of where he leads us. But it goes on in verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. In a nutshell, what verse 10 means is the God of all grace is going to prepare you. He's going to prepare you. You're going to be spiritually complete. You're going to be spiritually perfect. Now, does that mean you're going to be perfect in the flesh? No, it does not mean that. But you will be perfectly prepared for whatever service that he has for you. But first, we must learn to be sober and vigilant spiritually in our lives so that we can combat Satan in the faith. That is the key. But again, we need to be reminded that we have an enemy. We have an adversary that he is the master of getting us into complacency and making us think we're doing pretty good, and then he's going to attack. Friends, we need to be sober and vigilant against those attacks. And that's today's message. I hope it's been a help to you. I'll be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.